Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
You know, last hour we were talking about this week possibly being the last week of school for a lot of kids, and our kids going into next week, they got a couple days, and we were talking about the things that you don't have to worry about anymore. 858, no more buses on the road for the next 2.5 months, no rushing out the door. Yeah. So, and then somebody else, we read this one earlier, 242 texting in, last day of school, shout out to Indian River, IR.
Yes, yes.
So, shout out. I spend an hour in the car every morning for drop-off. Summer means 2 hours sleep-in for me before work. Thanks, Bill and Jess, for keeping me company all year. So, no problem. We appreciate
it. We are here.
And don't forget, you can, you know, listen to us. We're on 6 to 10 a.m. Yep. Listen to us 2 hours later. Or the podcast. You know, you can listen to our show if you miss any of it. You can go back and listen to it up on the Free Power app in your app store. Anywhere you get podcasts. Also on the website, power1017.com. We're on social media. We stream live, Bill and Jessica Show TV. We are live right now on our TikTok at power1017FM. So good morning to everybody watching us. How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance for some scattered showers or thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid-80s.
Speaking of school, no delays this morning.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be running on time. I know it was a little bit foggy. Not as bad as it was the other day, but a little bit foggy. So, you know, take your time if you're out and about. And, you know, everything seems to be running on time this morning. All right. We do have our game, Think Fast, Grocery Store Edition. We'll do that in a sec. But coming up this Saturday, we're going to be at Clayton Homes down in Pocomoke. And Jess, you got all the details.
Yeah, this is the deal. So come on out this Saturday to Clayton Homes of Pocomoke for their sizzling summer giveaway event. You can enjoy the day with your family, win some prizes, and find an affordable, high-quality home. The event is from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. with food and an ice cream truck for the kids and lots of prizes. Anyone who visits Clayton Homes of Pocomoke this Saturday, you can enter to win a brand new 55-inch TV worth $349. So no matter what you're looking for, Clayton has it. Designer kitchens, the spa bathrooms, walk-in closets, beautiful and customized exterior features, and so much more. I'll be out there with the Tops Cut Off DJ team this Saturday, Clayton Homes of Pocomoke, from 10 a.m. until noon.
All right. Think Fast, Grocery Store Edition.
All right.
Okay, so you guys can play along at home. Feel free to text in 302-858-5117. But we're going to play amongst ourselves.
Okay.
We'll go around the room. That means Jess.
Okay. I'm ready.
Think Fast, Grocery Store Edition.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go. Something in the dry goods aisle that starts with an O.
Dry goods?
Dry goods that starts with an O.
Oreos.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know.
500. 500 oats. 242 oats. Old Bay.
Old Bay.
470 oil. Is oil in the dry goods?
Maybe when the big goods.
Oats was the answer that I had. Oats. And closest to oatmeal. Oatmeal.
All right.
Again, dry goods aisle. Starts with a G. Go. G.
G. Granola.
Oh, yes. Ding, granola. Ding, ding. That's it. Granola. Very good. Dry goods aisle. Last one starts with an N.
Nutella.
Is that a dry good?
I don't know.
Nutella is one of my faves.
Nuts.
Nuts. Nuts is a good one. Nuts. I had noodles. Noodles.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. All right.
242 Nabisco. Here we go. Think Fast Grocery Store Edition. We'll switch categories. Something in the snack aisle.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, you know what? No one knows anything about the dry goods or wet goods or whatever goods, but they know all about
granola.
The snack aisle. Yeah. All about the snack aisle. Something in the snack aisle that starts with a G. Go.
Gummy bears.
Mmm. It's a good one.
keep going?
Yeah.
With G?
Yeah.
Gum.
Oh, yes. That's the one I had. Gum. Gum and granola.
Oh, granola for that?
That's also in the snack aisle,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. All right.
All right. Snack aisle that starts with an L.
L?
L.
Snack aisle that starts with an L. Lime chips. Lime flavored chips.
Lime flavored chips. 500 says lollipops.
Oh, lollipops. Lollipop. Licorice.
That's the one. Yes. No, licorice.
Is
that's
it?
Yeah, okay, that's the one.
All right.
Lime flavored chips. Something in the snack aisle that starts with a C. Go.
Candy.
Good.
Keep going?
Yeah. Top three answers on the board.
Oh, gosh.
Something that you already named.
Chips.
Chips. Yep, there you go.
Candy, chips.
Somebody texted in and said cookies. 430 cookies.
That's a great one.
Yes.
Yes.
Chocolate.
Oh, one of my favorite things.
Chocolate, candy, and chips.
All right.
Top three answers. Okay. All right, last one.
I think my nerves got the best of me on this game.
Last one for this category. Snack aisle that starts with an S. Go.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Skittles.
Oh, Skittles is
soda.
Skittles is a good one. Not soda.
Not soda?
Because that's not considered a snack.
Oh.
That's in the soda aisle or the drink aisle.
Okay.
397 says Starburst.
Ooh,
that's a good one. All right, top two answers.
Uh-huh.
Salsa. Saltines.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
And then back to C, somebody said cheese doodles.
Okay.
What's a cheese doodle?
All right. Like the cheese curls.
All right. A cheese doodle. I don't know why that's so funny.
The cheese balls.
The cheese ball. I know all about the cheese ball. I know all about the cheese balls. The guy from MTV back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's my cheese balls? Where's my freaking cheese balls? All right, here we go. Grocery store, think fast. Grocery store edition. Something in the meat section.
Meat.
That starts with an S. Go.
In the meat section?
Meat.
Salmon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Salmon's in the meat section.
Yep. One more. Top two answers.
Sardines.
Sorry. That would be.
Don't they have the canned sardines that with the meat?
Not with the meat, though. Hey, what would we like to figure out? We got steaks. We got salmon.
Oh, steak.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Steak, salmon, and sardines.
Yeah, steak, salmon, and sardine.
Shrimp. Shrimp.
Oh,
is
shrimp.
Back there, right?
I have salmon and salami.
Salami. All right.
Man, everybody's all texting right. in about this S in the meat section. Sirloin, 603.
Okay.
260 says sausage.
All right.
864 says steak. Mm-hmm. 397 sausage. 330 sirloins. 500-242 both say steak. So there you go.
I'm hungry with this game.
Something in the meat section that starts with an R. Go.
In the meat section that starts with an R? R. Rice.
Rice.
I'm trying to think of something that goes with the meat.
Rice in the meat section.
Oh, this is good. Rice. And rye meat.
Everybody.
and a ribeye meat. A ribeye.
Well, 242-500-330-397. 490, everybody's saying what? Ribs. Ribs and ribeye.
Oh, ribs.
Yeah, somebody else, a couple people said roast.
Oh, that's good,
603,
too.
603, a rump roast. That old rump roast.
Yes, that's good. That's
a rump
good.
Roast. Yeah.
Said a ribeye and a rye.
The number one. What, like rye bread? Rye bread? Jessica goes to the meat section to get rye bread. And rice.
And a ribeye.
And sardines.
sardines and salmon.
roast beef was the number one answer.
Right. Good, good, good.
Roast beef all was right. the number. I 880. Okay. You got roast beef. I would have said ribs.
Ribs,
but
yes.
On here, here we go. Meat section. Top answer on the board. One answer.
T-bone.
Oh, that's not a bad. That's a good one. Anything else? T. Eat it once a year.
Turkey.
Ah, yeah. Yes! There you go.
All right, good.
There
turkey,
you go.
T-bone. Is there anything else on the board?
No. That
T.
Just
okay.
Top answer.
All right.
Somebody said tenderloin.
Okay.
Tenderloin's a good answer. Meat section. That's nobody's going to get this. I don't think.
Oh.
This starts with a B. Go.
Brisket.
Oh, that's a I would have said brisket.
Brisket, beef patties.
Beef patties.
Yes.
As opposed to plant-based patties.
Beef stew with like the beef chunks.
Oh,
for
okay.
Stew.
Oh, these are good. I didn't even think of it. Somebody else said 397 said bacon. 330 says bologna. Bologna.
Yeah.
Bologna.
Okay. All right. We got some good bees going.
I would have said burgers. 397 says burgers. Top answer. I don't agree with this top answer. I would have said burgers. Bratwurst. Jessica's face.
I would have never said that.
This is like the top answer.
I would have never said that.
Dumb game.
No.
Dumb game.
No. Beef patties, burgers.
Somebody said, what is that? What the hell's bratwurst? All right, here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Last category. Think Fast Grocery Store Edition. A fruit that starts with a C. Go.
Cantaloupe.
Oh, yep. Top answer. Cantaloupe. What else? One more. Top two answers on the board.
A C.
Oh, yes. And people are getting it. Everybody's texting in. Cherries.
Oh, hey. That's great.
Yes, very good. 500-841-880. Somebody said 397 said cucumber.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Is that a fruit?
I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, no, I don't think cucumber is a fruit.
Why not?
Well, I guess it can't be for the sake of this game, right? Look,
is it a veggie or a fruit?
I don't know. Somebody said no. Somebody said no.
Is it a veggie or fruit? You know, sometimes they say the same thing about a tomato. It has the seed, so it's considered
a fruit or a vegetable.
Yeah. Sandwich strawberry.
People are roasting the person who said the cucumber. They said, hell no. It's all good. No. Good job. Good job. 397. Yes, Jess. All right. Fruit that starts with a P. Go.
Fruit that starts with a P. A pear. A peach.
Okay. Good answer. Peach is on the board. I got one more that you're not going to get.
I'm not. Pomegranate.
What?
I am good with these.
What the hell's a pom? A what? I can't even pronounce it.
A peach.
A pomegranate.
A pear. A pomegranate. What
all
else?
Right.
What else is with peas?
Oh, look. Hey, 864. They got it. Papaya.
Oh.
Hey. Yes. I would have guessed what other people are saying. Pineapple. Everybody's saying pineapple.
Okay.
735-258-864-880-397-841. Also pineapple. Good job.
Good job.
But my top two answers here are peach and papaya.
All right.
Papaya. I don't even know what a papaya is. All right. a fruit that starts with top one answer on the board. An M.
Melon.
That's it. Melon. Top answer on the board. Good job.
Wow.
Oh, I like a couple people texting in mango.
There you go.
I'm a mango guy.
Oh, I love mango.
Yeah.
I buy it almost every week.
I like mango dip.
But I like it.
The mango salsa? Oh, yes.
I like it because they cut it for you and everything, and it has the container, and it says product from Puerto Rico. And I buy it every week.
Because it says Puerto Rico.
Yes, it does.
That's why.
But it's cut and everything. It's ready to go.
But Jessica really buys it. I know her because does it have a flag on it?
No.
But it says.
But if it did, I'd buy double.
But it says Puerto Rico because yes. It says from Puerto Rico, you know.
Yes.
It's really packed in Milford, but it says Puerto Rico.
Yes. I could buy it because of that.
Yeah. It's really packed in Dover, but it says Puerto Rico, so she buys it. All right, here we go. Oh, Mandarins.
Oh, yes.
Mandarin 603.
That's a good one.
We get those.
We do, too.
Yeah, we get those.
Kids love them.
All right, last one. A fruit that starts with an L.
Lemon.
Yep, that's it. Top answer on the board.
One of my favorites.
Very good. Very good. Well, good job, guys. Good job.
Good job.
Thank you. That's our game, Think Fast, Grocery Store Edition. Had a lot of fun with that. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a phone check coming up next with Clarissa Jenkins. Oh, somebody said lime. Lime's a good one. Bill and Jessica show. Good morning.